I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2025 ended without the U.S. Department of State releasing its annual report on international religious freedom. And that's a problem because the most recent state designations were made in 2023 and expired December 31st. The 2023 list included Iran, Vietnam, Boko Haram, and the Taliban, and others where the U.S. government aimed to encourage religious freedom. If you're a U.S. citizen, find your place in the story by taking action. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA suggests
the issuance of this International Religious Freedom Report is mandated by law. It is not suggested. It is directed. And so I think it is a valid question to present to your congressman, to your senator, hey, why didn't we see this report in 2024? And now we didn't see it in 2025.
And A3 has appointed Janelle Stoops as its new U.S. president effective January 23rd. Already well-experienced in missions, A3 was interested in her specialty, innovation. In a day and age where A3 is expanding into new fields, they're looking to her leadership to develop Christ-like leaders who multiply churches and transform communities across Asia and beyond. Stoops says,
I believe that in order to see the gospel spread to every unreached and unengaged people group, it is going to take godly, Christ-like leaders who are reproducing disciples to see movement spread to the ends of the earth.
Her ministry took practical shape in Central Asia, where she served with her husband and daughters for 10 years. Back in the U.S., she had nearly three decades of global mission leadership. Look for her hand in new collaboration, cultural agility, and commitment to clarity in complex environments. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.